丰塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月26日，星期三。我们又一次荣幸的邀请到了拉达春让帕布，今天是瓦达斯达米。那么今天他将今天的这个节日讲一课。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya.Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。
So today we're going to speak on the appearance of Srimati Radharani.
今天我们来讲讲 Srimati Radharani 的显现日。
This is the festival known as Radha Ashtami.
那今天的这个节日呢，梵文里叫 Radha Ashtami.
So I'm going to speak this morning. Ashu will speak at noon time, and Ramapa Swami will speak in the evening.
那今天呢，这一天是这样安排的。今天早上我来讲这个节日，然后中午的时候是阿叔讲，然后呢到了晚上是 Rama Padma Maharaj 讲。
So I don't know what they will speak about, but hopefully you will get a complete picture of the celebration of Radhashtami.
我现在还不知道他们会讲一些什么，不过我希望通过这三次课呢，你们可以对整个的 Radhashtami 的这个庆祝有一个全景的了解。
So we will discuss some philosophical point today and different details about the identity of Srimati Radharani.
那今天呢，我们要讲一些哲学的要点，并且呢，也要讲一下Srimati Radharani 的身份。
But we need to know that today is actually very auspicious day for all the Vaishnavas.
那今天是所有的对所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者来说都是一个极其吉祥的日子。
And it's a day for celebration.
这是大家一起去隆重庆祝的日子。
We fast until noon.
首先我们是戒食到中午。
And we're supposed to cook some very nice dishes to offer to Srimati Radharani.
那我们大家都应该做一些非常美味可口的。然后供奉给 Srimati Radharani,
to hear about her glories,
去聆听有关她的荣耀,
to chant her name,
去唱诵她的圣名,
and also to pray at her lotus feet to receive Krishna's mercy.
并且在她的莲花足下祈祷, 祈祷能够获得 Krishna 的仁慈。
So, in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada asked the question,
在 Krishna Book, Krishna 快乐全缘这部书当中呢， Srila Prabhupada 提出了这样的一个问题。
Who is this beautiful girl standing next to Krishna?
这位站在 Krishna 身边的美丽。
This is Sri Radha.
这就是 Sri Radha.
And that name Radha comes from the Sanskrit word Aradhana.
那这个 Radha 这个名字呢，是来自于梵文字 Aradhana。
And Aradhana means that she is the most qualified devotee to worship and serve Krishna。
那么 Aradhana 的意思呢，就是说，她是最有资格去服务 Krishna 的那一个奉献者。
So because we are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
因为我们是 Srila Rupa Goswami 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的追随者。
We are given a chance to serve Radha and Krishna.
所以呢，我们才获得了去服务 Radha 和 Krishna 的机会。
And we are given a chance to develop pure love for them.
我们也有了去培养对他们的纯粹的爱的机会。
In other Vaishnava school, they learn how to worship Lakshmi and Narayan.
那么在其他的 Vaishnava 的学派当中呢，那些追随者们，他们学习的是如何去崇拜 Lakshmi and Narayan.
Or they learn to worship Sita Ram.
或者是去崇拜 Sita Ram.
But in our line,We are given access to the service of Sri Radha and Krishna.
但是呢，在我们的这个传承当中，我们学到的却是如何去崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna.
Now every day we study, or supposed to study the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那每一天呢，我们都应当去学习圣典薄伽瓦坛。
And everything about the Srimad Bhagavatam culminates in thepastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan.
那么整部的圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个逍遥时光，那最后是集聚到的一个顶峰。这个顶峰，这个高潮之处就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
Krishna's pastime with his friends, Krishna's pastime with his parents.
那就是 Krishna 呢和他的朋友们在一起的这些逍遥时光，还有和他的父母们。在和他的父母在一起的逍遥时光
Krishna spends time with the cows
还有他和那些奶牛在一起的逍遥时光
Krishna killing the demons
Krishna 杀死恶魔
But there is also Krishna's intimate pastimes with the gopis
但这里呢还有 Krishna 和 gopi 牧牛姑娘们在一起的这些亲密甜蜜的逍遥时光
And of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani has the most intimate connection with Krishna.
而在所有的 gopi 牧牛姑娘们当中呢 ，Srimati Radharani 和 Krishna 之间的这种关系却是最亲密的。
So all these pastimes are revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的这些逍遥时光都是在圣典薄伽瓦坛中有所揭示的。
But we never hear about Srimati Radharani.
但是呢，我们又从来没有听到 Srimati Radharani 的名字。
Shukadeva Goswami does not mention her name.
Shukadeva Goswami 呢，并没有明说她的名字。
And Maharaj Pariksit doesn't ask about her.
而 Maharaj Pariksit 也没有询问她的名字。
But she is mentioned in some indirect ways.
但是呢，她却以一种间接的方式被提到。
So.Sometimes devotees ask, why is Srimati Radharani's name not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam?
那有的时候奉献者就会提出这样的一个问题，为什么在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中并没有指出 Srimati Radharani 的名字呢？
And there are many answers that can be given.
那么针对这样的一个问题呢，可以有很多不同的回答。
One of them is that actually the entire Srimad Bhagavatam leads to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
其中的一个回答就是说，事实上呢，整个的圣典薄伽瓦坛最后导向的就是 Srimati Radharani 的莲花足。
The other is that if Maharaj Pariksit and Shukadeva Goswami were going to discuss the glories of Srimati Radharani, then they would be the time was very restricted because Maharaj Pariksit only had 7 days.
那另外一个呢，就是说，因为这个Shukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshit Maharaj 的这个对话的时间是非常有限的，因为 Parikshit Maharaj 他只有7天7夜的时间了，所以如果要去详尽的去谈那个 Srimati Radharani 呢，那可能就不会时间就不够了。
And the other is the qualification of the audience.
另外还有一个就是要指出的，就是作为这个读者或者说就是听众，当时的这些听众的资格。
I mean, the audience 5,000 years ago, the great sages were definitely far more qualified than we are to hear about the glories of Srimati Radharani.
那就这个去聆听 Srimati Radharani 的这个品格的这个资格而言呢。那5000年之前在那里聆听的圣人们肯定要比今天的我们要高得多。
We have no qualifications and we have no qualifications to hear about those glories.
那关于 Srimati Radharani 的这些荣耀，作为我们是完全没有任何资格去聆听的。
But the reason is that the glories of Srimati Radharani were meant to be given to the people of Kali Yuga via the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那这里的关键就是说，其实对于卡利年代的人而言，有关 Srimati Radharani 的荣耀是要通过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来传递的。
So when we look at the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
所以说如果我们来看一下 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，
we see that so much about Radharani is revealed.
我们会看到呢，在里面揭示了有关 Srimati Radharani 的很多内容。
And then when we read the writings of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, even more details are given about Srimati Radharani.
那如果我们去看一下 Vrindavan 六个 Swami 的这些超然的文献的话，我们就会发现在他们的文字当中进一步大量的揭示了有关 Srimati Radharani 的信息。
So this is the goal of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is to receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to qualify to serve Krishna.
所以呢，这就是所有的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者们的这个目标，就是通过 Srimati Radharani 的这个仁慈而去服务 Krishna 的莲花组。
No one goes to Krishna directly.
没有一个人可以直接的到达 Krishna 的莲花组。
And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that.We are only servant of the servant of the servant of the servant.
这就是为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会明确地说，我们只不过是仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
This is why also when we do service to Radha and Krishna, we always go through the spiritual master.
这也是为什么当我们去服务 Radha 和 Krishna 的时候，我们总是得要经过我们的灵性导师，通过我们的灵性导师来服务于他们。
And the spiritual master gives our service to the whole Guru Parampara, and they offer our service to Radha and Krishna.
而且呢，我们的灵性导师接受了我们的这个服务，并且传递到整个的 Guru Parampara 师徒传系，然后由他们来往上来献给 Radha 和 Krishna.
So how do we get the mercy of Krishna?
那我们怎么样才能够得到 Krishna 的仁慈呢？
We get the mercy of Krishna by following the Vaishnava Acharyas.
我们是通过去追随 Vaishnava Acharya 们的这个步伐去获得 Krishna 的仁慈。
And especially Sri Rupa Goswami, who is the most intimate servant of Srimati Radharani.
那尤其是这个Sri Rupa Goswami, 因为他是 Srimati Radharani 的最亲密的仆人。
So, and what is the attitude for approaching such a service is complete humility.
那么怎么样才能够接近这样的一份服务呢？就需要秉承一种完完全全的谦卑的心态。
So the position that we are in as devotees is that we just practice to follow rules and regulations.
所以呢，作为奉献者来说呢，我们追随的方式就是我们要去遵循这些规范原则。
And for that purpose, we are given access to serving the deities of Sri Sri Gaunitai, the deities of Lord Jagannath, or the deities of Radha and Krishna.
所以呢，我们才要去做这个神像崇拜，我们要去崇拜这个Gaunitai， 要去崇拜 Jagannath Baladev Subhadra， 要去崇拜 Srimati Radharani。
But actually, Srila Prabhupada says when we do the service to Radha and Krishna, we do it in the mood of serving them in Vaikuntha as Lakshmi and Narayan.
那这个是Srila Prabhupada他说，当我们去崇拜Srimati Radharani 和 Krishna 的时候，我们要以一种就是崇拜Vaikuntha的Lakshmi Narayan 的心态来崇拜。
So it means that if we remain on the neophyte platform, we will always only have the concept of Vaikuntha, not the concept of Vrindavan.
那换句话说，就是当我们还在这个初级的这个阶段的时候，我们所有的这些概念都是有关于 Vaikuntha 的，而不是有关于 Vrindavan 的。
It's only when we have a pure heart, completely free from material desires, and following in the footsteps of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, that we can enter Vrindavan.
那只有当我们能够把内心中的不洁给清除，变得更加的洁净，然后去追随 Vrindavan 的 Goswami 的时候，我们才能够接近 Vrindavan 的 Radha Krishna.
So we have to understand that by being followers of the Goswamis of Vrindavan and following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our destination is Vrindavan.
那我们要知道呢，就是通过去追随 Vrindavan 的六哥 Swami 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 那我们的最终的这个目标是 Vrindavan 的 Radha Krishna.
Otherwise, there is Dwarka, or there is Kurukshetra, or there is Mathura.
不然的话呢，除了 Vrindavan 之外呢，还有这个 Dwarka, 还有 Kurukshetra, 还有 Mathura 这些地方。
And actually, Srimati Radharani is found in all these places.
其实呢 ，Srimati Radharani 是出现在所有的刚才说的这些地方的。
There is the Radharani of Vrindavan.
有这个 Vrindavan 的 Radharani。
And then there is the Radharani of Dwarka.
还有 Dwarka 的 Radharani.
And the Radharani of Kurukshetra.
还有呢，有这个 Kurukshetra 库鲁之野的 Radharani.
But the actual original Radharani, who is the direct expansion of Krishna, is always in Vrindavan and never leaves Vrindavan.
但是这个原本的 Radharani Krishna 的这个扩展，它始终是在 Vrindavan 的，他始终都没有离开 Vrindavan 半步。
Just as we know that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
就好像我们知道的 ，Krishna 其实从来都没有离开过 Vrindavan。
So when Krishna expands his pastime in Mathura and in Dwarka or in Kurukshetra, this is more of the Vaikuntha Krishna.
所以呢，当 Krishna 他在这个就是 Mathura 还有在 Dwarka Kurukshetra。去上演他的逍遥时光的时候，这个确切来说是 Vaikuntha 无忧心秀的 Krishna。
Now, this is regarding the pastimes of Radha and Krishna here in this material world.
那我们现在要讲的就是在这个物质世界的 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So, in the material world, Krishna leaves Vrindavan to go to Mathura and to go to Dwarka.
那在这个物质世界呢 ，Krishna 他离开了这个 Vrindavan， 去往 Mathura 和 Dwarka。
And Radharani is in Vrindavan and she's feeling separation from him。
那 Radharani 呢，她身在这个 Vrindavan， 就是沉浸在和 Krishna 的痛苦的离愁别绪里。
But in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. Krishna doesn't travel to Dwarka.Krishna doesn't travel to Mathura. He stays with Radharani all the time.
但是呢，在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan， Krishna 是从来都没有离开过 Vrindavan 的。他不会像在物质世界逍遥时光里那样离开 Vrindavan 去到 Dwarka 和 Mathura。他是始终在 Vrindavan 和Srimati Radharani 在一起的。
In the material world, the pastimes of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is married to Abhimanyu.
在这个物质世界的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里呢 ，Srimati Radharani 嫁给了 Abhimanyu.
In Goloka Vrindavan, there is no Abhimanyu.
在 Goloka Vrindavan 是没有 Abhimanyu.
There are also no demons in the spiritual world.
灵性世界也没有恶魔。
Whereas in the material world, the demons come to try to kill Krishna, but actually.It is not the Vrindavan Krishna who kills those demons.
那么但是呢，在这个物质世界的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里面呢，有一个又一个的恶魔到 Vrindavan 来杀死这个 Krishna。但实际上杀死 Krishna 的也不是 Vrindavan 的 Krishna。
So in the material world, in the Vrindavan pastime, people think that.Or Radharani is married to Abhimanyu.
在这个物质世界的 Vrindavan 呢，人们以为这个 Srimati Radharani 是嫁给了 Abhimanyu 了。
And she has a mother-in-law, and she has sister and brother.
她有兄弟姐妹，还有婆婆。
And this is only set up by Yoga Maya to increase her feelings of love for Krishna.
但实际上，这个都是 Yoga Maya 所 Yoga Maya 他所设置的这样的一个场景，就是为了让 Radharani 对 Krishna 的依恋之情更加的强烈。
So Krishna has two energies. One is Yoga Maya and one is Maha Maya.
那 Krishna 呢，他有两种这个能量，一个是 Yoga Maya， 一个是 Maha Maya。
Yoga Maya is Krishna's spiritual illusory energy.
Yoga Maya 是 Krishna 的灵性虚幻能量。
And she is there to cover those identities so that the pastime can take place.
他就是为了把那些真实的身份给掩盖掉，使得呢这个逍遥时光能够顺利的进行。
Just like Yoga Maya is pervading all throughout Vrindavan in all the relationships, so that the people of Vrindavan do not see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这好像是说在 Vrindavan 呢，所有的和 Krishna 的这种关系都被 Yoga Maya 的这种灵性的能量所覆盖了，以至于他们完全忘记了 Krishna 本人就是至尊人格守神。
And this Yoga Maya expands into the material world as Maha Maya, which is the illusion that covers the living entity from their spiritual identity.
而这个 Yoga Maya 呢，又进一步扩展，在这个物质世界就扩展成为 Maha Maya 虚幻能量，然后把这个受条件限制的灵魂都给覆盖，使他们忘记了自己原本真实的身份。
So there are different aspects of Srimati Radharani.
那 Srimati Radharani 呢，它有很多丰富的侧面。
There is the Radharani who lives in Varshana.
第一个就是生活在 Varshana 的 Radharani.
Where she was living with her parents, Vrishabhanu and Kitida.
她和她的父母 Vrishabhanu 和 Kitida 居住在一起。
And as we know, she was found on the Yamuna sitting on a golden lotus.
那我们知道呢，它显现的时候呢，它是出现在亚穆纳河上的一朵金色的莲花上。
And that when she was born, Vrishabhanu brought her back to the palace, but her eyes were closed, she was blind.
当她这个出生的时候呢，她的父亲 Vrishabhanu 就把她带到了宫殿里面，但是呢，她出生的时候，她并没有睁开眼睛，她是双目失明，她好像什么都看不见一样。
So when Vrishabhanu and his wife Kitida announced to everyone that Srimati Radharani was born, then Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were very excited and went to visit them and brought some wonderful gift with them.
那么当 Vrishabhanu 和他的妻子 Kitida 宣布他们的女儿降生的时候， Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈呢也喜出望外，于是他们就去见这个新生的婴儿，并且带了很多去祝贺的礼物。
And of course they brought Krishna with them, but Krishna was just a little baby.
当然他们也带着 Krishna, 但 Krishna 那个时候还只是一个小婴儿。
So while they were talking and enjoying each other's association, they were very excited. Krishna walked or crawled to Radharani's bed.
那么就在这个大人们他们在非常兴高采烈的交流，大家都非常欣喜的时候呢，这个 Krishna 他就向 Radharani 的小床爬了过去。
And it's only when he touched her.That she opened her eyes.
那就是在 Krishna 触碰到 Srimati Radharani 的时候， Srimati Radharani 才睁开眼睛。
Because she wanted that the first person she sees would be Krishna.
因为 Radharani 呢，希望她第一个睁开眼睛看到的人是 Krishna， 不是别人。
So when Radharani was a very, very little girl and Krishna was a little baby, they were living in different locations.
那 Srimati Radharani 还是一个小宝宝的时候，那时候 Krishna 也还很小，他们是生活在不同的地方。
And Radharani, she had her little girlfriends.
Radharani 呢也有她的小伙伴女孩子们。
All the little gopis were also taking birth in Braj.
那些小小牧牛姑娘们，她们也都纷纷的出生在这个 Braj。
And Krishna was playing with the little coward boys.
那 Krishna 那时候也很小，他就是和他的小伙伴，就是那些牧牛童们在一起玩。
And it's only when Krishna and the coward boys were given the chance to look after the cows that the relationship between Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan began to grow.
那么是一直到后来，这个 Krishna 和那些小牧牛童长大了一些，并且大人们允许他们去照看奶牛的时候呢，他们这 Krishna 他们和这个 Vrindavan 的这些牧牛姑娘们的这种关系呢，才更加近了一步，才更加的熟悉了。
That is when Mother Yashoda began to request for Radharani to come and cook Krishna's breakfast.
那个时候，亚修达妈妈她就请求这个 Radharani 每天早上呢，到她家里面来为 Krishna 做早餐。
So she began to have time to just look at Krishna from a distance.
所以呢，她现在终于有了这个机会，能够远远的望着 Krishna 了。
And then when Krishna took the cows and the coward boys to the forest, Radharani would also go to the forest with the girls and look at Krishna from a distance.
那么当这个 Krishna 和那些牧牛童们带着他们奶牛去往森林的时候， Srimati Radharani 和他的这些牧牛姑娘的小伙伴们也会去到这个森林，他们就远远地望着Krishna 和他的伙伴们。
Then during the day when Krishna is tending the cows with the coward boys in the forest, he would just disappear for some time, and he would go and meet with Radharani and the gopis.
那么在白天，当这个 Krishna 和他的牧牛童伙伴们一起去照看奶牛的时候，在中间他会突然间失踪一小段时间，原来是跑到 Srimati Radharani 和牧牛姑娘们那里去跟他们一起相会了。
Then after the day is over and Krishna returns to Vrindavan with all the cows, he goes to the cowshed, he begins to milk the cows, and Radharani and the gopis are watching him from a distance.
那么到了晚上的时候呢，这个 Krishna 就带着奶牛回家了。然后他会到牛棚里面给奶牛挤奶。这个时候呢， Srimati Radharani 也和那些牧牛姑娘们远远地站着，目不转睛地望着他。
And of course, after everybody goes to sleep, Krishna leaves the house, goes into the forest in the dark of the night, and calls Radha and the gopis by playing on his flute.
然后到了深夜的时候，等大家夜深人静都酣睡的时候， Krishna 呢，他就会悄悄地溜出了家，然后到森林里面去，在森林里吹起了动人的笛声，他吹起了笛子，发出动人的笛声去召唤 Srimati Radharani 和那些牧牛姑娘们。
So Srila Rupa Goswami has written this poem called the Astakaliya Lila.
那这个是 Rupa Goswami 他就写了一首诗叫Srila Astakalila.
Astakaliya Lila.
Astakaliya Lila.
Which describes the eight different sections of the day and the night.
他是写了这个一天就是白天晚上的这个八个时段的 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And we see that at each section of the day and the night,Radha and Krishna are never separated.
然后我们就看到这一天的八个时段，在每一个时段当中，这个 Radha 和 Krishna 都是在一起的，他们不分离。
However, we understand from the Srimad Bhagavatam that at some point Krishna leaves Vrindavan to go to Mathura and kill Kamsa.
但是呢，我们在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面看到，就是Krishna 后来他是离开了 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura 去。杀死这个 Kamsa 这个恶魔。
So Radharani changes her mood. Now she is entering a phase of her life where she feels the most intense feelings of separation.
那么在这个 Krishna 离开了 Vrindavan 之后呢， Radharani 的也走入了一种新的这种心情之中。那个时候就是她在这一生当中感受到的和 Krishna最强烈的那种分 理之行。
And those feeling of separation increased for many, many years.
然后很多年之中，这种分离之情都与日俱增。
It is explained that sometimes Srimati Radharani would fall unconscious.
是这样描写的，甚至于有的时候 ，Srimati Radharani 呢，在这种分离之痛当中，都失去了知觉，晕倒。
And then she would cry profusely on the ground, and her tears would literally create a pond.
然后呢，她就晕厥在这个地上，然后她的泪水啊，都这个涌流而出，甚至在她的身边都变成了一个水潭。
And again, because of feeling of separation, her body would emanate so much heat that the ground all around her body would dry up and crack.
然后呢，在这种分离之情当中呢，她的身体变得非常的炽热，以至于她所躺的那个地面都变得这个干燥了，露出了裂痕。
But even when Krishna was in Vrindavan,She was always feeling this separation, even though she was with him.
那就在这当时之前 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的时候 ，Srimati Radharani 虽然和 Krishna 在一起，也会时不时的陷入到这种强烈的分离之情里。
Because of her intense love for Krishna.
因为她对 Krishna 的深深的爱。
But actually, Radharani is Krishna.
但实际上 ，Radharani 就是 Krishna.
She is his direct pleasure potency.
她是Krishna 这个直接的喜乐能量。
It's called Ladini Shakti.
这就是 Ladini Shakti.
And she embodies the highest level of love that anyone can experience for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
它就是象征的是一个人对至尊人格守神的，能够体会到的一种最强烈的、最崇高的爱。
For example, one day Radha and Krishna were sitting together talking. They were sitting next to each other.
比如说呢，就是有一天，这个 Srimati Radharani 和 Krishna 就坐在一起，他们就是挨着坐。
And、
挨着坐着
their friend Madhu Mangal was talking to them.
他们的朋友 Radha Mangal 在跟他们说话。
And at some point, one bee started flying around Krishna.
然后突然间就出现了一只黄蜂就在 Krishna 的身边绕来绕去的飞。
So Madhu Mangal was trying to chase away the bee so the bee would not disturb the divine couple.
那 Madhu Mangal 呢就想把这个黄蜂给赶走，不让他们来打扰这一对神仙眷侣。
So the name of the bee, the bees are called Madhu because they carry honey.
因为呢这种蜜蜂很特别，就叫做 Madhu， 也就是说他们是采蜜的。
And Krishna's name also is Madhu.
那 Krishna 的名字呢也叫 Madhu.
So when Madhu Mangal chased the bee, he said, Madhu is gone, Madhu is gone.
那当这个 Madhu Mangal 他去这个把这个小黄蜂给赶走的时候，他就是说 Madhu 走了， Madhu 走了。
So when Radharani heard Madhu is gone, even though Krishna was sitting right next to her, she got so much fear that Krishna had left that she began to cry.
那当他去喊着 Madhu 走了 Madhu 跑了的时候，虽然 Srimati Rani 身边就是坐着 Krishna， 但是呢他就非常的恐惧，他好像感觉到了他的 Krishna 真的离他而去一样，就忍不住大哭了起来。
And so many tears came from Srimati Radharani's eyes that they created a lake.
那这个泪水呢从 Srimati Radharani 的脸上流淌下来，就变成了一个泪湖。
And this lake is still existing today, is known as Prema Sarovar.
那么这个湖直到今天还在，它的名字就是 Prema Sarovar.
This lake,
爱之湖
are the tears of Srimati Radharani.
这个湖呢，中间的这个湖水就是由 Srimati Radharani 的泪水构成的。
So, in our practice of devotional service, Srila Prabhupada explained.Our mood is to learn to feel separation from Krishna.
那在我们的这个分爱服务当中，按照Srila Prabhupada 的这个解释呢，就是我们的这种心态是那种 Radha 和 Krishna 分离的心态。
In Vrindavan, there are many, many trees. But there are two trees which are very prominent. One is the tamal tree, one is the kadamba tree.
但是呢，有两种树呢是特别的突出的。第一种叫做 tamal 树，还有一种是 kadamba 树。
The tamal tree is dark.
Tamal 树呢是黑色的。
And the kadamba tree is light color.
那 kadamba 树呢是浅色的。
So every time Radharani is looking for Krishna, when she sees the tamal tree, she embraces the tree because she thinks it's Krishna.
那每次当 Srimati Radharani 去寻找 Krishna 的时候，她就会紧紧的去拥抱 tamal 树，因为 tamal 树是黑色的，所以呢，她就把这个树误以为就是 Krishna， 就会紧紧拥抱。
This is very interesting because when Srila Prabhupada bought the land in Ramanreti in Vrindavan to build the Krishna Balaram temple.
那这个很有意思，就是后来Srila Prabhupada 在 Ramanreti 买了 Krishna Balaram 的庙宇所在的那片地的时候，
the devotees mentioned to Srila Prabhupada that on the land there is a tamal tree.
那这个奉献者们就告诉Srila Prabhupada 说呢，就在我们买的这片地上面有一棵 tamal 树。
So Prabhupada says, no matter what you do, don't cut this tree down because there are only very few tamal trees left in Vrindavan.
那Srila Prabhupada 呢就告诉他们说，不管怎么样，你们都不能把这棵tamal 树砍倒，因为在 Vrindavan 的tamal 树已经所剩无几了。
And the temple was built around that tamal tree.
那后来这个庙宇就是环绕着这棵tamal 树建起来的。
And for those of you who've been to Vrindavan, you can see that tree is right in the courtyard.
那么那些去过文达湾的奉献者们肯定就知道了，就在这个庙宇的中间的那个庭院里面，就是长着这棵非常茁壮的藤蔓树。
Now, where is that tree standing? It's not standing in front of Gonita. It's not standing in front of Krishna Balaram. It's standing in front of Radha Shamasunda.
那我们再仔细看一下，就会发现这棵树呢，它不是在这个 Gauranita 神像的正对面，也不是在 Krishna Balaram 的这个正对面，而是在 Radha Shamasunda 这对神像的正对面。
So this is very, very special because in our Krishna Balaram temple, Radharani, if she feels separation from Krishna, all she has to do is look at the tamal tree.
所以呢，在我们这个 Krishna Balaram 的这些庙呢，就非常的特别。当我们的 Srimati Radharani 想念 Krishna， 就是对的时候，她只要去看着她面前的这个 tamal 树的话呢，她的这种分离之情就会得到缓解。
So we have to understand that in all of Radha and Krishna's pastime, there are always elements where Radharani or Krishna feel separation from each other, even when they are together.
就是我们要知道，在 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面，其实无处不在的都有这样的一种分离之情。不管是 Krishna 这边还是 Radharani 这边，哪怕是他们在一起的时候，他们也会时常的陷入到这种离愁别绪里。
And this is mostly exemplified with the wonderful, amazing pastime of the Rasa Lila.
那么这一点呢，就尤其突出的体现在 Rasa Lila 的这个逍遥时光里。
Where Krishna calls the gopis in the middle of the night.
在深夜时分 ，Krishna 去呼唤那些 gopi 牧牛姑娘们。
And they get so excited, they leave their home, they leave their family, they run into the forest to see Krishna.
激动难耐的这些牧牛姑娘们呢，她们就撇下了一切，她们离开了家，离开了手里所做的所有的这些事情，就情不自禁地向森林飞奔而去，去和 Krishna 相聚。
So their feeling of separation is finally satisfied with their union with Krishna when they meet.
那最终当他们在森林里和 Krishna 相聚的时候，他们的这种分离之情终于得到了缓解。
But then Krishna is convincing them that they should go home.
但是 Krishna 就接下来想要说服他们说你们应该回家。
And they become confused. Why do you call us and now you tell us to go home?
那他们现在呢就感到迷惑不解了。为什么你先是把我们召唤而来，但是现在呢又要让我们回去？
So Krishna is testing their love.
那 Krishna 其实就是在考验他们的爱。
And this is how we are also tested through our practice of devotional service. Through the spiritual master, we are always tested to see how our love for Radha and Krishna is increasing.
所以呢，其实我们在做奉爱服务的整个的这个过程当中，也在不断的去经受这个考验。我们的灵性导师是会不断的去试验我们，去考验我们，看我们对 Radha 和 Krishna 的这种爱是否真的一直在与日俱增。
So after Krishna is joking with the gopis, then they begin to discuss and jokes with each other.
在 Krishna 呢和那些牧牛姑娘们讲话，跟他们开玩笑之后，这个牧牛姑娘们他们之间呢也都开起了玩笑。
And then Krishna disappears.
就在他们说笑的时候呢 ，Krishna 突然间的消失的无影无踪。
And the gopis began to look for Krishna everywhere in the middle of the night in the forest.
然后就在这个深夜的这个森林里面，这些牧牛姑娘 gopi 们就去四下的去寻找 Krishna 的踪迹。
And then they see on the ground the footprints of Krishna, but also the footprints of Radha.
后来他们就在森林的地上看见了两对脚印。那一对就是 Krishna 的，在他边上的是 Radharani 的脚印。
So they realize how Radharani has been chosen as the most favorite, and took Krishna took Radharani with him.
所以他们就明白了这个是在所有的牧牛姑娘当中呢 ，Krishna 专门选了 Srimati Radharani， 因为他最爱她，所以就把她给单独的带走了。
So she feels now I have Krishna all to myself.
那 Radharani 呢？现在她就有心生骄傲现在呢 ，Krishna 终于只属于我了。
And at some point she tells Krishna, "I'm very tired. Can you carry me on your shoulders?"
然后他们走着走着呢 ，Radharani 就说 ，Krishna， 我累坏了，你能不能把我扛在肩上呢
？And when she says that, Krishna disappears.
当她说出这个话的时候 ，Krishna 就消失不见了。
So Radharani collapses. She's on the ground. She becomes lifeless.
那悲伤的 Radharani 呢？她就倒在了地上，她就像失去了生命一样。
And the gopis, while they are looking for Krishna and Radha, they find Radharani on her own.
然后呢，这个当时呢，牧牛姑娘们就四下的去寻找 Krishna。这个时候，他们就在地上看到了 Radharani 躺在那里。
So they all experience these very, very intense feelings of separation.
然后他们也都陷入到了和 Krishna 的这种强烈的分离的痛苦里。
Until they finally, Krishna reveals, he appears to them. He decides, okay, they have been tested enough for now, so I will reappear to them.
那最后呢 ，Krishna 终于的出现在他们的面前，他心里想着，好了，我的试验也够了。他们终于通过了我的考试。好，现在我就出现在他们的面前吧。
Because they were appealing to everything. They were appealing to the trees. Have you seen Krishna? They're appealing to the flowers. Have you seen Krishna? They're appealing to the animals. Have you seen Krishna?
因为他们见到了树木，见到了花草，见到了鸟儿，都一直不断的在哭诉，在祈求，询问说：“你们见到了 Krishna 了吗？你们见到 Krishna 了吗
？”They asked the moon, "You must have seen Krishna because you see everything."
他们也问月亮说：“你一定是见过 Krishna 的，因为什么都逃不过你的眼睛。
”And Srila Prabhupada explains that this is our mood. Where is Krishna?
Srila Prabhupada 就说这就是我们的心态 ，Krishna 在哪儿啊
？We should never come to the point where we think, now I have Krishna.
我们千万不要有一天突然觉得，哦，我终于有了 Krishna。
As a matter of fact, the Goswamis of Vrindavan were always one. I mean, the Goswamis of Vrindavan are in their original identities the closest gopis to Radha and Krishna.
那 Vrindavan 的这些 Goswami 们，他们的真实的身份都是和 Radha 和 Krishna 最亲密的那几个牧牛姑娘。
And in their pastime in Vrindavan as Goswamis, they are always running here and there, trying to find Krishna.
但是呢，当他们在这个Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光里，以这些Goswami 的身份出现的时候，他们总是在 Vrindavan 四处的去寻找 Radha 和 Krishna 的踪迹。
So they are praying, "Are you on the bank of the Yamuna?"
所以他们就会祈祷说，你在 Yamuna 河岸边吗
？Are you at Radhakund?
你在 Radhakund 吗
？Are you in the forest?
你们在森林里吗
？Are you at Govardhan?
你在 Govardhan 吗
？Where are you?
你在哪里呀？
They are actually in their Krishna consciousness. They are never separated, and yet they are wondering where is Krishna.
因为他们其实时刻都是沉浸在 Krishna 知觉中的，所以从内在而言，他们从来都没有和 Krishna 所分离过。但是呢，他们从外在而言，却是不断的在寻找 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, 你到底在哪里？
So this separation and union is constantly taking place.
所以呢，这种分离和团聚就是一直不断的交织着发生着。
And Srila Prabhupada also mentioned to the devotees from the very early days that we should be very careful not to see those pastimes of Radha and Krishna like we see mundane relationship between men and women. They are completely different.
那么在我们 Krishna 知觉早期的时候，Srila Prabhupada 一而再、再而三的提醒这个奉献者们，不要把 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种亲密的逍遥时光视同于世俗的这种爱情故事，不是这种世俗的男女关系，这是完全不同的。
And Prabhupada gave a very good example.
那 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就给出了一个非常好的例子。
He says when a cow sees fire in the barn, the cow will run away.
那就是他说呢，这个奶牛要看到谷仓着火的话，这个奶牛会立刻的逃走。
And every time the cow will see red, the cow will think here is fire.
然后之后呢，这个奶牛每一次看到这个红颜色的时候呢，它立刻就以为是火。
So in the same way, when we have lust in the heart.Every time we see Radha and Krishna, we will project that lust onto them.
所以呢，同样，因为我们心中是充满了这种情欲、色欲，所以每一次看到 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这些逍遥时光的时候，就会把我们的这种色欲投射到他们的那种关系里。
But the love between Radha and Krishna has nothing to do with what people are trying to experience as love in the material world.
但是呢，这个 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种爱和我们世俗的人在这个物质世界里面所要寻找的那种情爱是没有丝毫的关系的。
As a matter of fact, the love between Radha and Krishna is mostly appreciated by those who are the most renounced in material life.
事实上是在物质世界里面那些。最气绝超脱的人，他们是最能深刻的去体会和欣赏 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的爱。
And this we find in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
这一点呢，我们在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里就可以看得非常清楚。
Now who is Lord Chaitanya?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是谁呢
？He is the combined mercy of Radha and Krishna.
他是 Radha 和 Krishna 仁慈的融合。
It is mentioned that Radha and Krishna are one.
那是这样说的 ，Radha 和 Krishna 呢，其实是合而为一的。
They are the same person.
他们是同一个人。
But they become two for the sake of loving pastimes.
但是呢，为了要去上演这种爱恋的逍遥时光，所以呢，他们就分开了。
So they are eternally.Two individuals.
所以呢，他们永恒的就是两个不同的个体。
But then they become one again.
但是他们后来又合而为一了。
In the person of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那就是成为一个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Who comes in Kali Yuga to give love for Radha and Krishna without any discrimination.
他来到这个卡利年代，来到这个物质世界，就是把就是对 Radha 和 Krishna 的爱派发给所有的人，而且他的这种派发是不加任何的分别的。
So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, then where is Vrindavan?
那如果说呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是 Radha Krishna 合而为一的形象，那么 Vrindavan 又是在哪里呢？
Vrindavan is in Mayapur.
这个 Vrindavan 就在 Mayapur。
This is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his childhood pastimes.
那么这个 Mayapur 呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演他童年逍遥时光的地方。
And Mother Sachi is Mother Yashoda.
那 Sachi 妈妈呢，就是 Yashoda 妈妈。
And Lord Nityananda is Balaram.
那主 Nityananda 就是 Balaram.
And all the associates of Lord Chaitanya are in Mayapur also in.Performing Vrindavan pastime.
那么这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些童友们，他们都在 Mayapur 的各个地方，他们也是在上演着 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
But then what happened? Lord Chaitanya leaves.
但是后来呢，发生了什么呢？ Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开了。
He becomes a sannyasi.
他成了一位 sannyasi 托钵僧。
And the devotees of Navadvip and Mayapur are feeling very intense feelings of separation.
那于是呢 ，Navadvip 和 Mayapur 的这些奉献者们就陷落到了和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的强烈的分离之情里。
So Lord Chaitanya, where does he go? He goes to Puri.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他离开之后去了哪里？他就去了 Puri.
And Puri is Dwarka.
Puri 就相当于是 Dwarka.
So Lord Chaitanya goes to Puri and there he begin to exhibit the most intense feelings of separation.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他到了 Puri 之后，也就是相当于 Dwarka， 他就是在那里展示出了最强烈的分离之痛。
Because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, but he is Radharani.In the mood of separation from Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he 的确是 Radha 和 Krishna 的合而为一的一个形象，但是他又是在 Radharani 和 Krishna 的强烈的分离心态中的 Radharani.
So in this way, Lord Chaitanya is teaching the whole world how to practice Krishna consciousness and how to develop pure love in the mood of separation from Krishna.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢。他的显现就是要教给世人怎么样去修习这个奉献服务，并且呢如何在就是分离之中去体会 Radha 和 Krishna 的这种分离之情。
So again, these are the pastimes here in this material world.
那么就这些逍遥时光都是发生在这个物质世界的。
But Lord Chaitanya also has his eternal pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan.
但是在 Goloka Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也有他的永恒的逍遥时光。
But in Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya does not take sannyas.
但是在 Goloka Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是不接受 sannyasi 启迪的。
He stays in his Navadvip pastime, in his youth pastime.
他一直就是停住在他的在 Navadvipa 的这个青年的逍遥时光里。
So and there is no Jagannath Puri in Goloka Vrindavan.
那在 Goloka Vrindavan 也没有 Jagannath Puri.
So in the material world, we learn how to develop this love, so we can be qualified to enter the spiritual world and serve Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
所以说呢，我们就是在物质世界去学习怎么样去爱 Krishna， 然后当我们有了资格的时候呢，我们就会到达这个回到灵性世界，到 Goloka Vrindavan 去亲自的去服务 Radha 和 Krishna。
So these are very very high topics.
那这些题旨啊，这些话题都是非常高深的。
Not everybody will be able to understand them.
并不是所有的人都能够理解的。
As a matter of fact, Lord Chaitanya never discussed the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis in public.
事实上呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从来都没有在公共的去场合去谈Krishna, Srimati Radharani 还有牧牛姑娘们的这些逍遥时光这种亲密的关系。
Only with a handful of very qualified devotees.
他只跟非极少数的一些非常有资格的奉献者们去畅谈。
Otherwise, people would misunderstand and commit offenses.
不然的话，人们肯定会误解，而且会就是做出冒犯。
So, Srila Prabhupada, when he began to spread Krishna consciousness from the very beginning, he was teaching the devotees to celebrate the different festivals on the Vaishnava calendar.
那么从这个 Srila Prabhupada 开始了这个 Krishna 知觉运动的一开始，就是最早期的时候， Srila Prabhupada 就已经教给了这些奉献者们怎么样按照这个 Vaishnava 的日历去庆祝不同的节日。
But Srila Prabhupada, like when Prabhupada introduced the festival of Radhastami in New York,
就比如说在这个纽约，当 Srila Prabhupada 把这个 Radhastami, 就是 Srimati Radharani 的显现日的庆祝交给奉献者们的时候，
Prabhupada never entered into specific details, so many pastimes, so many intimate things that take place between Radha and Krishna and the gopis. Prabhupada never discussed these things.
Srila Prabhupada 从来都没有跟他们去讨论那些这些 Radha 和 Krishna 牧牛姑娘的这些非常亲密的逍遥时光，他那些逍遥时光里的这些细节他是只字不提的。
Now there are so many books of the Goswamis that have been translated.
那现在呢，我们看到有很多的许许多多的这个 Goswami 们的这些文字，他们的这些文献著作都翻译成了英文。
And many of these books we are not even supposed to read.
很多的这个书实际上我们还没有到有资格去阅读的。
We have to become very mature in our practice of Krishna consciousness before we begin to understand really what it means to serve the divine couple Radha and Krishna.
我们只有在这 Krishna 知觉当中的奉献服务要修习到非常成熟的境界的时候，我们才能真正的明白去服务这对神圣的伴侣 Radha 和 Krishna 究竟意味着什么。
So Prabhupada presented Srimati Radharani as the most beloved servant of Krishna, and therefore, if we want to get Krishna's mercy, we should approach Radharani in that mood of service.
那 Srimati Radharani 呢，是 Srila Prabhupada 所说的，就是 Krishna 最爱的这个仆人，最亲爱的这个仆人。所以呢，当我们要去接近 Krishna 的时候，也要通过对 Srimati Radharani 的这个奉献服务去服务他的莲花族。
So Prabhupada explained how do we pray to Srimati Radharani?
那 Srila Prabhupada 就询问说，我们怎么样去向 Srimati Radharani 祈祷呢？
There is only one prayer.
只有唯一的一个祈祷。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The word Hare or Hara addresses Krishna directly.
Hare 就是 Hara, 那是直接的向Krishna 的称呼。
So when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this is what we do. We are approaching Srimati Radharani.And asking her to please engage us in Krishna's service.
所以呢，其实当我们在念这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候呢，就是在向 Srimati Radharani 去祈祷，就是祈祷说，请 Srimati Radharani 能够让我把我们置于到奉献服务当中，让我们去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
So by chanting the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna on the pure platform, we can actually access this.Service to Krishna.
那当我们念诵这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 达到非常纯粹的境界的时候，我们自然呢就能够进入到对 Krishna 的奉献服务中了。
So Prabhupada explains everyone is attracted to Krishna.
那Srila Prabhupada 解释说呢，就是所有的人都被 Krishna 所吸引。
But who is Krishna attracted to?
但是 Krishna 又被谁所吸引呢？
We look at Radharani directly.
我们直接的就可以看到是 Srimati Radharani.
So Krishna is known as Madan Mohan.
所以呢 ，Krishna 又他有一个名字叫 Madan Mohan.
He is the one who captures everybody.
就是那个俘获了所有的人的人。
And Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini.
Srimati Radharani 又被称为 Madan Mohan Mohini.
She is the one who attracts the one who attracts everyone.
就是说她呢是那个吸引了吸引了 Krishna 的人，而 Krishna 又是吸引了所有的人的人。所以说呢是这样，这个名字是这个意思。
Because there is a secret there.What makes Krishna melt?
那因为这里有一个秘密，到底是什么让 Krishna 融化呢？
What is it that pleases Krishna the most?
那是什么最取悦 Krishna 呢？
Is when we serve Sri Radha.
就是当我们去服务 Sri Radha 的时候。
So Prabhupada was actually not shy, but very reserved and very grave.When he was speaking about Srimati Radharani.
所以呢当时他爸爸去谈这个Srimati Radharani 的时候呢他是有所保留的，或者说他是比较的，他采取的是一个比较庄重的那种态度去谈 Srimati Radharani, 并不是去很轻易的去谈。
One time Srila Prabhupada was in London,And he gave a lecture on Radhastami, so all the devotees were very excited. Prabhupada is going to speak on Radharani today. It's going to be so much nectar flowing.
那么有一次呢，就是在这个 Radhastami 的这个节日上面，是在伦敦那奉献者们都聚集到一起，他们非常的期待，他们都迫不及待的等待着，就是 Srila Prabhupada 来讲课，因为他们都觉得。肯定是Srila Prabhupada会谈好多的这种甘露啊，有关于 Radharani 的甘露呢就会流淌下来，像河流一样。
So the whole class Srila Prabhupada spoke about how to overcome the modes of material nature.
但是呢整堂课 Srila Prabhupada 都在谈怎么样去克服物质能量。
And at the end he said, so today Srimati Radharani's appearance.
最后他说今天是 Srimati Radharani 的显现日。
And she's the best servant of Krishna.
她是 Krishna 最好的仆人。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
So we have to be careful how we try to understand those pastimes. They are not pastimes from this world.
所以我们要知道这些逍遥时光啊，这些清净逍遥时光都不是这个世俗世界的。所以当我们要去理解这些逍遥时光的时候，要非常的谨慎小心。
But how do we know how Srila Prabhupada is so attracted to Srimati Radharani?
那我们怎么才能知道 Srila Prabhupada 内心是深深的被 Srimati Radharani 所吸引的呢？
Because every day before you would give lecture.Just like we do before we give lecture, we chant Jayarada Madhava Kunja Bihari.
因为呢每一次就是在讲课之前，就像是我们每一天在这个讲课之前，我们都要唱诵那首 Jayarada Madhava 的歌 ，Kunja Bihari 的这首歌。
And Prabhupada was very particular how his disciples who were artists painted.Radha and Krishna, how they stand, how they sit, how they look at each other.
那么当那些会画这些奉献者画家们去画 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候，这个 Srila Prabhupada 也是给他们非常非常明确的指导这个 Radha 和 Krishna 是怎么站的，他们站姿是怎样的，他们坐的时候是怎么样的，他们这个相。对而是的时候又是应当什么样的表情，他都非常细致的指导。
So, there is one painting, famous painting that Srila Prabhupada really liked.
有这么一幅很特别的画是Srila Prabhupada特别钟情的。
It's a painting of Krishna standing playing the flute with his free bending form.
那就是 Krishna 站在那里，是他的那个用他的三度曲线。站在那里在吹着笛子。
And Radharani is kneeling down in front of him, and she looks up to him with her hand full of flowers.
那 Srimati Radharani 呢那个时候就跪在地上双手捧着鲜花献给 Krishna, 同时呢仰着头深情地望着 Krishna.
So, when we are in Vrindavan,Like, for example, in Mayapur, when the devotees meet with each other, they always say, Haribo, Gauranga, Haribo.
那比如说在麻辣普和奉献者见面的时候，就会互相打招呼说 Haribo Goranga。
Right? But in Vrindavan, you don't hear people say that.
但是在 Vrindavan, 大家不这么相互打招呼。
Everybody says Radhe Radhe.
大家都是说 Radhe Radhe。
So who is more important in Vrindavan? Is it Krishna or is it Radha?
那在这个 Vrindavan 到底谁更重要啊？是 Krishna 还是 Radha 呢？
So in Vrindavan, people do celebrate Janamastami, the appearance of Krishna.
那么在 Vrindavan 呢，奉献者们，人们的确是要去庆祝 Janamastami， 就是 Krishna 的显现日的。
But Radhastami is a much, much bigger festival.
但是对他们来说呢 ，Radhastami 就是。Srimati Radharani 的显现日呢，要比这个 Krishna 要隆重的多，要大型的多。
All over Braj, people only have one word on their lips, and that's Jai Shri Radhe.
那么这是在整个的 Vrindavan， 整个的 Braj， 人们的唇齿间只想着同一个词语就是Jai Radhe。
Jai Shri Radhe。And many many years ago, one man in Vrindavan.Started an amazing project.
Many years ago, 很多年前呢，有一个人在这个 Vrindavan， 他就发起了一个非常了不起的一个项目。
He started going around Vrindavan with a pot of paint, and he started painting on all the walls and all the trees in Sanskrit, Sri Radha.
So
you can see this painting everywhere in Vrindavan. People just remember.Sri Radha.
所以呢，你就是今天你要是在文达文到处走的话，你到处都可以看到有这个五颜六色的这个 Sri Radha 的这个梵文的字。
Then Prabhupada explains that when he was in Vrindavan with his disciples, he used to go walking every morning.
那么 Sri Prabhupada 他之前在文达文的时候，每天早上的时候都会带着他的这些门徒们在文达文散步。
And while Prabhupada was walking with his disciples, there were some Vrindavan people walking past.
当他和他的门徒们在清晨散步的时候呢，经常身边就是有一些 Vrindavan 的居民们经过。
So there was this man on his bicycle.
有一个人呢，他在骑着自行车。
And when he saw Prabhupada, he got off his bicycle, he took his shoes off.And he paid obeisances to bring to Prabhupada.
然后这个人他原来骑在自行车上，但他看到了 Srila Prabhupada 的时候，他赶紧就从自行车上下来，然后脱掉了鞋，向 Srila Prabhupada 顶拜。
Then he stood up, he looked at Prabhupada, and he said, "Jai Shri Radhe."
然后他站起来对 Srila Prabhupada 说 "Jai Shri Radhe."
Then Prabhupada kept walking.
那 Srila Prabhupada 继续往前走。
And he turned to his disciples.
然后他就转向他的身边的门徒说。
And he said, "This, what you just saw, you will not see this anywhere in the world."
他说呢，你们刚才所看到的这个情景，在世界上的任何一个地方都是看不见。
You will not see this anywhere in India.
在印度的任何地方，你看不见。
You will only see this in Vrindavan.
只有在 Vrindavan 你才会看到这番情景。
The love of the Brijvasis for Radharani is the highest.
Brijvasi 就是 Vrindavan 的居民们对 Srimati Radharani 的爱是最崇高的。
So you will see this nowhere else but in Braj.
所以这番情景在任何一个地方都看不见，只有在 Braj 才能见到。
Therefore, we are extremely fortunate to have come in contact with Krishna consciousness, so we get a chance to serve Srimati Radharani.
所以说呢，我们能够接触到 Krishna 知觉，并且有机会向 Srimati Radharani 的莲花族做出奉献服务，这是极其幸运的。
Actually, everything that she embodies, everything she does, everything she says, becomes the standard for all the people in the spiritual world and in the material world.
所以呢，其实她所说的话， 他所做的事情，他所这个代表象征的所有的一切，其实都是无论是在灵性世界还是物质世界的所有人所尊崇的标准。
Because Krishna expands into Radha.
因为是 Krishna 扩展成了 Radha.
And Radha, obviously, she is the most qualified.
那毫无疑问，这个Radha 她是最有资格的。
Then Radha expands into the gopis.
然后 Radha 她又进一步去扩展成 gopi 牧牛姑娘们。
The gopis expands into the queens of Dwarka.
然后这些牧牛姑娘们又进一步扩展成 Dwarka 的王后们。
The queens of Dwarka expand into the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha.
然后呢，这个 Dwarka 的这些王后们呢，继续的去扩展成了 Vaikuntha 的 Lakshmi 幸运女神们。
And Lakshmi expands into Durga in the material world.
然后 Lakshmi 幸运女神又扩展到了这个物质世界的 Durga 女神。
So everything is an expansion of Srimati Radharani.
所以说呢，所有的一切其实都是从 Srimati Radharani 那里扩展流眼而来的。
Now all we have to do is remove all these layers of material attachments and identities.And make ourselves qualified to regain our position as an eternal servant of Sri Radha.
那我们其实要做的呢，就是我们要去除掉覆盖在身上的这种重重叠叠的这种物质覆盖、物质欲望、物质依附，然后呢，让我们能够去非常纯粹的去服务 Srimati Radharani， 恢复到我们。原本的永恒的 Srimati Radharani 的仆人的身份。
This is the only way that we will obtain Krishna.
那这个是我们能够真达 Krishna 的唯一途径。
So I will finish by reading the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani.
那最后呢，我就想说一下 Srimati Radharani 的25项的这个品质，作为我今天讲课的结束。
One.She is sweetness personified.
她是甜美的人格化身。
Two, she is a fresh young girl.
那她是一位青春年少的姑娘。
Three, her eyes are always moving.
她的眼神总是左顾右盼。
Four, she is always brightly smiling.
她总是绽放着灿烂的微笑。
Five, she possesses all auspicious marks on her body.
她的身上呢，拥有所有吉祥的标记。
Six, she can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person.
她能用她的个性激起 Krishna 的欣喜就是她能够这个激发 Krishna。Her personality,
yeah.
就是他以他的这种个性、这种性格，他就能够激发 Krishna.
Seven, she is expert in the art of singing.
她是非常擅长这个唱歌的歌唱的艺术。
Eight, she can speak very nicely and sweetly.
她的说话总是甜美悦人。
Nine, she is expert in presenting feminine attractions.
她总是非常擅长去呈现女性的魅力。
Ten, she is modest and gentle.
她非常的谦逊温和。
Eleven, she is always very merciful.
她总是非常的仁慈。
Actually, that quality of mercy from Radharani.Is embodied in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么这样的一种仁慈的，就是Srimati Radharani 仁慈的这一面，其实是最集中的体现在了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身上。
12, she is transcendentally cunning.
她有一种超然的狡猾。
13, she knows how to dress nicely.
她知道怎么穿着打扮。
14, she is always shy.
她总是非常的害羞腼腆。
15, she is always respectful.
她总是非常的尊敬他人。
16, she is always patient.
她总是非常的耐心。
17, she is very grave.
她非常的庄重。
18, she is enjoyed by Krishna.
就是她被 Krishna 所喜爱。
19, she is situated on the highest devotional platform.
她总是处在最崇高的奉爱服务的层面上。
20, she is the abode of love of the residents of Gokul.
她是 Gokul 的居民们爱的居所。
21, she can give shelter to all kinds of devotees.
她可以庇护各种各样的奉献者。
22, she is always affectionate to superiors and inferiors.
她就是对长者非常的爱戴。对比他小的呢又充满着仁爱。
23, she is always obliged by the dealings of her associates.
她总是深深的感恩于她的同游们和她的这种关系。
24, she is the greatest among Krishna's girlfriends.
她是 Krishna 的女朋友当中的最出色的那一位。
And 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control.
她总是能够掌控 Krishna.
Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
那 Krishna 他是至尊人格首神。
The source of everything.
他是万源之源。
The controller of everything.
他是一切的控制者、主宰者。
The most powerful.
他是最有力量的。
The most famous.
他是最著名的。
The most knowledgeable.
他是全知的，最有知识的。
The most renounced.
最弃绝的。
And yet, Radharani can keep him under her control.
但是呢，Radharani 却可以掌控他。
Srimati Radharani ki jai. Sri Radhastami Mahotsava ki jai.Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Okay. 好，我们看一下大家有没有什么问题。I think I need to reconfirm. Always obliged by the dealings of her associates.
She always feels.
Feels for.
She's always feels indebted.
Yeah. 就刚才有一个第二十三条那个地方，就是其实那意思就是说。
She cannot refuse.
Okay. 就是说，是吗？Radharani 和他的这些同游们，就是同游们所对他做的这个一切呢，他总是感到非常的亏欠，而且他总是不忍心的拒绝。She can't refuse. 他无法拒绝。他总是亏欠于他的同游们所对他做的一切，是这样的一个意思。好，我们看一下这个 Smoothie Radha Mataji 那边有没有什么问题发过来。
You know, there are different versions of this. This is not very well written.
Should I tell devotees that the 25 qualities, there are different versions?
No, it's just not different versions. Different wordings.
Okay. 这是关于 Srimati Radharani 的这个品格，就是我们知道就是有25项非常特别的，但是在不同的版本里面的这个它这个文字的描述是不太，有时候会有一些差，有一些不一样。
If there's no question, okay.
Okay, 好，没有关系。我们看一下，Sumuti Radha Mataji 那边是不是没有问题？有问题吗？Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.哈利拉玛，哈利拉玛，拉玛。
稍等一下，有问题啊，转给你。
好的。There is questions. Please wait for a while.
开车嘞。
Okay.Rajendra Prabhu asked a question, like the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, what should we make for tomorrow's Radhastami? Srila Prabhupada said you have to make Kachori and chant Radhika Stava. So what is actually Kachori? Can you describe what kind of food or prasadam it is. Can Chinese devotees make it?
Devotees don't know what kachori are?
No, because this is a traditional food, we don't know what it is. Do we have some seasonings to make this kachori?
I'll tell you what it is if you make a promise to Radharani that you will not turn it into a Chinese dish.
就是我是可以教你们的，但是呢，我有一个前提要你们保证，你得跟先跟你要在 Srimati Radharani 面前下这个保证，所以你绝对不会把这个东西做成中国菜。
Well, basically, a kachori is like a fried.包子，
这个就像是那个油炸包子，就有点类似于油炸包子的那种做法。
You have to make a dough.
就首先你要做一个面 ，What kind of dough?
Just a normal dough.
就是
It's a whole process. I can't give the whole recipe.
就是这个讲起来就比较细了。总之，先是做一个面团，就一般的这个面团。
And then you fill it like you fill 饺子。
然后呢，你里面要放这个馅儿，就像是做饺子那样子放馅。But the shape is different.
And you fill it with cooked dal, with lots of spices.
然后里面的那个馅儿是这样的，用的是就是他们的那个印度的这种dal, 就是豆啊，是皮绿豆那样子，
yeah.
就像我们做豆汤的那个豆。然后呢，就是但是它炒的时候要用各种各样的。印度香料
with about 6 different spices.
大概有六种香料吧。
And then you close it.
然后把它封口。
You make a bowl.
这个封口啊，这个就像做馅饼的第一步一样，你把它就是封口了之后，就弄成了一个球状的东西。
And then you flat it, and it becomes like a round, flat thing, but it's stuffed.
对，就是很有。有点像馅饼的那个样子一样，里面放了馅之后做成面团，再用手把它拍扁了，拍扁了就跟我们中国的那个馅饼的那个形状，就是一个外面有皮儿，里面有馅儿。
And then you fry it in ghee.
然后要把它放在那个酥油里面，就是 ghee 里面去油
炸。On low flame.
而且就是要很小的这个火。
And then gradually it will come to the surface, and then it will puff up.
然后呢，就炸着炸着，它就会浮到这个油的表面上面来，然后这个时候它就会膨胀，就会鼓起来了。
And it turns into a golden.
然后它就变成一个金灿灿的这么一个油
pastry，
一个带馅儿的一个油炸的一个饼一样。
So, Prabhupada was very fond of kachoris when he was a little boy.
那就是舍帕帕小的时候特别的喜欢吃这个 kachori.
He would have one kachori in his right hand, one kachori in his left hand, one kachori in his left pocket, and one kachori in his right pocket.
他经常是右手抓一个 kachori, 左手一个 kachori, 两个口袋一边一个 kachori.
I'm surprised the Chinese devotees don't eat kachoris when they're in India.
我不知道为什么中国奉献者在印度的时候没有吃这 kachori. I think because it looks fried and not that healthy for Chinese residents. 因为这个它是油炸的东西，所以可能中国奉献者就会有点这个犹豫不会去吃它。
So, also on Radhastami, devotees like to make.Supposedly, I don't know how people get that from, but they say Radharani's favorite chutney is a plum chutney. It's called Radha Red. Plum.
还有一个奉献者啊，他们特别喜欢那个，就是不知道这个菜谱是从哪里来的，这个食谱是从哪得到，或怎么知道这么一件事儿，就是在 Radharani 的这个显现日上，他们。会做一种 chutney， 一种酸甜酱，但是这个 chutney 不是一般的 chutney， 而是用那种梅子做的，就是那种比较大的那种梅子 ，dark，
very dark red，
它是一种深红色的，所以他们就说这个是深红色的 rather
than red plums， they have dark skin and they're red inside。
对，就是说那种像那种。
黑
加仑哦，相当于我们中国人叫它黑加仑那种。
Chinese people eat them hard. They're crazy.
啊，对对。
You have to eat them when they're soft, not when they're hard.
就是应当是很软的，就是多汁的那种时候，已经很熟的时候吃。但是不知道为什么中国人他们吃的时候喜欢吃硬的，所以就是觉得很奇怪。
对。
嗯，一组皮宝。顶拜咕噜和翻译，今天是德拉尼写信，请问如果在今天以 Krishna 直觉的方法为生命已经进入倒计时的亲人祈福的话，应该是多念诵圣名好呢，还是阅读薄伽梵歌更好呢？那病人不愿意吃素，而且也很难再吃东西，祈求咕噜的指导，感恩。So today is the appearance of Srimati Radharani. My relatives is about to die, so I want to bless him or her with some special Krishna consciousness practice. Should I chant more rounds or should I read more Bhagavad Gita? The patient doesn't want to take vegetarian food, and what's more, she actually can't eat anything right now. Thank you for your guidance.
Chant the Maha Mantra.
你就唱诵 Maha Mantra 吧 Mantra.
You chant the Maha Mantra and you beg Srimati Radharani to be very, very merciful on your family member.
那你就是一边去唱诵这个 Maha Mantra, 一方面呢向这个 Srimati Radharani 去祈求，希望他能够非常仁慈的对待你的这个，给你这个亲人以仁慈。
It's the best way to make them benefit.
这个实际上是唱诵 Hare Krishna 是最好的使他们受益的方式。下一个问题是 Shri Gandharvika Devidasi 顶拜咕噜和翻译，在 Radharani 优秀的品质中有一项是左顾右盼，能帮助我们在深入的理解左顾右盼的深感。这可能跟我的翻译有点关系，就是这种明眸善睐的那种感觉。So you said, can you explain her eyes are always moving? 就是她经常的转动着眼睛。好，原文 her eyes are always moving. Can you explain more?
Well, some people they just stare.
有一些人那个眼睛就是一动不动的，总是呆呆的，那个很呆滞的样子。
But Radharani's eyes.Are restless.
但是这个 Radharani 的这个眼睛看上去好像不安分一样。
Her eyes are always moving side to side.
她的眼睛就是我们说的这个左顾右盼，东看看西望望，眼珠子总是在那转来转去的。
Why is that?
为什么会是这样呢？
Where is Krishna?
她总是在找 Krishna. Krishna 在哪里？
That's why she's looking everywhere. Where is Krishna?
对，他总是在那儿搜寻着 Krishna 的踪影啊，所以说呢，他左顾右盼。
And it's also said that Radharani is very cunning.
还有一个就是说 ，Radharani 她是一个狡猾的小姑娘。
And we know that she is married to a so-called husband who is not really her husband.
那就是她嫁给了这个所谓的一个丈夫，不过那个。丈夫其实也不是她的丈夫。
And she lives at the house of her husband with her mother-in-law, Jyotila and Kotila.
因为她是住在她的丈夫的这个家里，她有一个婆婆 Jyotila,
Kotila,
还有一个 Kotila, 对。
And Radharani will always try to get away from the house so she can be with Krishna. There are many amazing pastimes about this.
就是因为她是住在丈夫的家里，可是她老想着要跟 Krishna 相会，所以她总是想方设法出各种的奇妙高招，要怎么样去逃开这个家人的这个眼睛。所以说关于她怎么逃开家里的去跟 Krishna 相会，这里有很多很多非常有意思的非常生动的小时光。
Her eyes also becomes restless because she's checking when she can get away from the house.
所以呢她的这个眼睛呢她总是不安定，因为她总是要看看到底我怎么样能够找到一个机会就开溜。
And they know that she's trying to run away.
所以说呢她就是而且他们家里的人也知道，他肯定是一不小心揪准了机会就逃了。
So she finds all sorts of reasons why she needs to leave the house.
所以呢，他就是要成天的找各种各样的理由，说我为什么要出门。
And when she cannot do that, then Krishna comes to her.
那他要实在是逃不出家门呢，那这 Krishna 就会到他身边来跟他见面。
But he has to disguise himself.
但是 Krishna 他总是得乔装打扮，不能让别人识破了他的真模样。
Sometimes he comes disguised as a doctor.
有的时候他就装扮成一个医生的样子。
Sometimes he comes disguised as another gopi.
有的时候就装成另外一个小牧牛姑娘的样子。
Sometimes he comes disguised as a mystic yogi.
有的时候呢，又装成一个玄秘瑜伽师的样子。
And they get to see each other, but their eyes are always restless because either she's looking for Krishna or she's restless because she doesn't want to be caught.
然后呢，他们就这样能够见面了。不过呢，他这个眼睛总是在这样左顾右盼，总是看来看去的。因为呢，他一方面他也得要这个躲着这个家人呢，不要被他们给抓住的。另外一方面，他也是总是在找 Krishna 的。影踪，然后还有一个就是他总是想着怎么样从家里逃出去。OK， 那那 Kili 达西，感谢 Papu 和 Mataji 的动人描述。这里请教两个问题，如果不恰当，请原谅。一，是否与 Krishna 的分离之情只是在这个物质世界里的情感体现，是为了回到灵性世界做准备而处于的心绪，可是在灵性世界并没有这样的分离之情，因为刚才您在课中讲到，在灵性世界 Radha 和 Krishna 是时刻在一起的，感恩您。Thank you wonderful for your vivid description. I have two questions. If it's improper, please forgive me if my question is improper. The first one is that true that the feelings of separation only exist in this material world. It is a preparation for going back to the spiritual world. However, in spiritual world, there is no feelings of separation because you just mentioned in your class that in the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani and Krishna are always together. They never separate from each other. So thank you very much.
Yes, in the material world, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the material world, and in all the different rasas, not just with Radha and Krishna, there are feelings of separation that are experienced by Krishna's devotees.
的确是这样，在这个物质世界的，就是在 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光里，还有 Krishna 的，就是 Vrindavan 的这些所有的这些逍遥时光里面呢，都有这样的一种分离之情，因为这个就是在这里的奉献者们，他们时时刻刻体验着的对 Krishna 的分离之情。
And these feelings of separation are expressed and manifest in many different ways.
那这种分离之情呢，它是以各种各样的方式表现出来的。
Even the cows feel separation. Even the trees feel separation.
哪怕是这里的树，还有奶牛们，他们也在跟 Krishna 分离。
And the highest feelings of separation are between Krishna and the young gopis and Krishna and Radha.
那么最高的这种分离之情，就是体现在 Krishna 和 Radha 之间的情感，以及 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘们之间的情感。
So much so that the gopis of Vrindavan.Are cursing Lord Brahma, who is the creator, for forcing the eyes to blink.
他们呢，就是这种分离之情是那么的强烈，以至于他们就是都诅咒这个造就是创造者这个 Brahma 了，说他为什么要创造这么一双会眨巴的眼睛？因为当他们眨眼睛的时候，他们有那么一瞬间眼睛是闭上的，他们就看不到。Krishna.
The eyes have to blink, otherwise the eyes will dry up.
因为这个眼睛是必须要眨的、动的，要不然的话，这个眼睛它就会干涩了。
The eyes blink because they need to wet the eyes all the time.
眼睛为什么时不时的就要眨巴一下呢？是因为要需要用那种泪液把这个眼睛给滋润了，润湿了。
And when your eyes blink, it only goes like for a fraction of a second.
但是当你眨眼的时候呢，这个其实就是那么我们说的一眨眼的功夫，就是一瞬间。
But for the gopis, it's not good enough. This fraction of a second, you are taking that away from us, that we don't see Krishna.
但是呢，对于这个牧牛姑娘们来说呢，就连这么一眨眼都是她们无法忍受的，因为哪怕就是在那一瞬间，这个眼睛的眨动，就使她们看不见了。Krishna 了
So they said that creator of yours, Mr. Brahma,
他说、这个、
is actually useless.
创造者这个 Brahma 先生，这个人真的是没用。
Now, actually, the gopis they never sleep.
事实上，这个 gopi 牧牛姑娘们是从来不睡觉的。
Just like Krishna never sleeps.
就好像 Krishna 他从来不睡觉。
Now the coward boys they sleep.
但是那些牧牛童是晚上会睡觉。
But during their sleep, they dream about Krishna all the time.
但是他们就算是在睡觉的时候，时时刻刻呢，都在梦见 Krishna.
But there is always this feeling, now we're going to see Krishna again, and they get very excited.
所以他们经常沉浸在这样的一种情感里面。哦，我们现在马上就要见到 Krishna 了，所以他们就。特别的兴奋。
So Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar of Instruction, especially in text number 8.
那就是 Rupa Goswami 就在他的这个教会的甘露，特别是在第八个世界，是在
That we learn
里面说的
through the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to develop these feelings of separation.
就是呢，我们就是通过去学习。且参加马哈帕布去学习、怎么样去培养和 Krishna 和 Radharani 的分离之情。
Right now, if we don't think about Krishna, it doesn't really matter.
现在对于我们现在的状况来说，我们不想 Krishna 也没什么。
We have not reached the level yet where we actually miss Krishna.
我们还没有到达去思念 Krishna 的那种境界呢。
That's the state of our heart, and it's a sad state.
这是我们现在的这个心啊，就是在这样的一种状态当中，实际上是挺让人伤感的，
like,
就是处于这样的一种麻木的状态里。
We install the deities in the temple. Everybody is excited, but how many devotees actually run to do service?
就比如说，如果是在哪一个庙里要设立神像的话，大家都是非常激动、非常兴奋。但是之后到底有多少人会抢着去为神像去做服务呢？
这
是不太多。
When we qualify to see Krishna in separation.Then we qualify to meet with Krishna in union.
其实就是说，当我们有资格去达到和 Krishna 的分离之情的时候，我们才达到了和 Krishna 团聚的资格。
If we don't feel separation, forget about union.
那如果说我们就是连这种分离之情都没有的话，那我们就不要去奢望那种。团聚了和 Krishna 的相聚。
So, when we qualify to feel separation from Krishna, means we qualify to enter Goloka Vrindavan.
那就是说，当我们能够在和 Krishna 的分离之情当中达到这种分离之情的资格的话，那就说明我们已经获得了回归 Goloka Vrindavan 的资格了。
Now, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no separation.
那么，在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 呢，它是。是在那个地方是没有分离的。
But people talk about it.
但是人们都在不断的谈论着 Krishna.
Like Mother Yashoda, she says, "Oh, Krishna's going to Mathura."
比如说Yashoda妈妈说，哦、oh, ，Krishna 要去 Mathura 了。
I think he is not going. Creates that feeling separation.Even though Krishna is right there with her,
那就即便是 Krishna 就在他的跟前，他有的时候也会突然间动这么一个念，哎 ，Krishna 要去马祖拉了，就是这么一动念，他就感觉到了和 Krishna 的分离之情。
And in this connection, I would like to mention that Srila Jiva Goswami wrote this most amazing book.
那在这里呢，我就是要提一下这个说 Jiva Goswami 他写了一部这么一部不可思议的著作
，which is called Gopal Champu。
这本书的名字叫 Gopal Champu。
This book Gopal Champu is just so amazing。
这个 Gopal Champu 呢，真的是一部奇书。
Because what takes place is the narration of Krishna's pastimes in Gokul, which is in the material world.
那这个是很有意思，它的这个里面所这个描述的这个情景，就是说在 Gokul, 就是在这个地球的这个 Gokul, 他们在讲这个 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
But it is narrated in Goloka Vrindavan.
但是呢，这又是在 Goloka Vrindavan 所讲述的这个逍遥时光。
So this book actually embodies the perfection of separation and union.
所以说呢，这部书其实就是象征着这种相聚和分离的完美境界。
So Dadakiri, you've been going to Kartik Parikram for 10 years now.
Dadakiri, 你在这过去的十年当中一直去文达文去参加这个就是 Kartik 月的。
And you've been hearing so many pastimes.
然后你也听了很多很多的逍遥时光。
I highly recommend you read this book.
所以我是强烈的向你推荐去看这部书。
It's a big book.
这本书非常的厚。
And what happens is that in Gokul, everybody is together.
就是在国库呢，大家都在一起。
And Mother Yashoda is there, Nanda Maharaj is there, the coward boys are there, Krishna is there, Radha is there, the gopis are there.
就是所有的人都在啊，包括这个 Krishna 呀，这个Yashoda 妈妈 ，Nanda Maharaj 牧牛姑娘啊，牧牛童啊，奶牛们啊，他们都在一起，一个都不落。
And they just had breakfast.
他们刚吃完了早餐。
And then come two devotees.
然后这个时候呢，就来了两个奉献者。
One is named Madhukanta.
一个人叫做 Madhukanta.
And the other one is named Snigdhakanta.
还有一个叫 Snigdhakanta.
So what they do, these two boys, is they take turn in telling stories of Krishna and his devotees down in the material world, in Gokul.
那就是这个就是，然后他们这两个人就轮着去讲这个 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘啊，还有这些就是牧牛童啊，他们这文达文居民在这个地球的这个文达文所上演的这个逍遥时光。But Krishna, they are all there.
They're all sitting there. They're all listening to the story.
这个其实就是说，所有的这个文达文的居民们都聚在一起，去听这两个人、两个奉献者去谈他们在地球的文达文的逍遥时光。
So it's actually so well written. The language is so beautiful.
所以他们等于都是在听自己的故事。那这本书是写的非常的优美的，这个文采飞扬。
And at the same time, it's quite childish.
但是同时呢，又是非常天真烂漫的那种语言。
So while Krishna and Radha and the coward boys are sitting together listening to those stories about themselves.
那当这个Krishna 呀，还有这个牧牛姑娘们呢，他们牧牛童们，他们就是坐在那里去听自己的逍遥时光的时候。
The boys are talking about pastimes where they are separated.
然后呢，就是这两个男孩子，就两个奉献者，他们当时在谈的逍遥时光呢，是有关他们怎么分离的，他们分离的时候的逍遥时光。
So Krishna and Radha and the coward boys are listening to this, and they are.Say, how is this possible?
然后 Krishna 和那些牧牛童们呢，他们就感到非常的吃惊，这怎么可能呢？
And they want to know what's happening then.
然后他们就听得津津有味，说那接下来又发生了什么？
What's going to happen now?
那现在又会怎样了呢？
And then they hear about Krishna killing demons because there are no demons in Goloka.
因为在 Goloka 灵性世界是没有这个恶魔可杀的，所以他们就听到了。这两个奉献者去谈他们在地球的文达文国库的这些杀恶魔的这些事情的时候呢
？And Krishna is wondering, what am I going to do next?
那 Krishna 他就说，那我接下来又会做什么呢
？So there is a constant union and separation.
所以在这里呢，就是时而分离，时而相聚。
And at some point, when the boys begin to narrate Krishna leaving Vrindavan.And Radha and Krishna are sitting next to each other, listening to that pastime.
那么然后接下来呢，这个两个奉献者就两个男孩子，他们就开始去谈 Krishna 和Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 的这段逍遥时光了。那就在那个时候，那个 Radharani 牧牛姑娘就跟 Krishna 坐在一起。
So Radharani begins to panic.
那个 Radharani 呢，他就吓坏了。
And the boy said, no, it's okay, don't worry, it's only in Gokul, it's not happening now.
然后那两个男孩就安慰他说的，不用担心，这个是在地球那个Gokul发生的事情，在这个Goloka Vrindavan是不会有分离的，你不用担心。
So, this book is just perfect.
所以呢，这部书呢，真的是完美无瑕。我在上班如何庆祝节日，这是来自于一个叫聆听的奉献者啊。How can I celebrate this festival while I am at work? Because I have to work today.
Well, the best way is chant your rounds.
最好的方式就是去好好的去念诵曼陀罗，念诵你的圈数。
And in your heart, remember Radha and Krishna.
在你的心中呢，时刻想着 Radha 和 Krishna.
Actually, by listening to this lecture, This is your celebration.
其实呢，你就是在听这个课的时候，这就是你在庆祝这个 Radha-sthana.
So whatever you've heard so far today, keep this in your mind and relish it.
所以呢，不管你今天听到了一些什么，请把你所听到的这一切呢，放在你的这个心里，并且时时刻刻去回味它。
Fast until noon.
你要先是就是戒食到中午。
The devotees asked Prabhupada in the early days, Prabhupada, we have to fast until midnight on Janmashtami. Why do we fast until noon on Radhashtami?
在早期的时候，有奉献者问释了 Prabhupada 说，在 Krishna 显现 Janmashtami 的时候，我们是戒食到午夜的，为什么在 Radharani 的显现日上，我们戒食到中午呢？
Prabhupada said, because she's very kind.
是啊 ，Prabhupada 他说，因为 Radharani 很仁慈呀。
She doesn't want to push us too much.
她不想把我们逼得太凶了。OK， 吴秀红，顶拜孤日莲花族，顶拜奉献者们 ，Hare Krishna。Radha 为什么嫁给了别人呢？Why did Radharani get married to someone else？
She is not getting married to anyone.
其实她并没有嫁给任何别人。
Her husband, so-called husband, Abhimanyu, is only a shadow.
他这个所谓的这个丈夫 Abhimanyu 啊，他只是像个影子一样。
It's like, let's say you belong to a group of actors.
就比如说呢，你是一群演员中的一个。
And you're a married person.
然后你已经结婚了。
But during your acting career, you marry somebody in the narrative.
那你在这个戏里面，你呢得要嫁给另外一个人。
So that person is married to you only for the play.
所以呢，就是那个人娶了你，其实只是这个戏里面的一个情节而已，并不是真实的你。
Your real husband is somewhere else.
你真正的丈夫是另有其人。
So Abhimanyu is Radharani's husband, but actually he is only there to create tension so that Radha and Krishna will be more crazy for each other.
就是像这个 Abhimanyu， 他这个所谓的这丈夫就跟影子一样，他之所以存在呢，就是为了创造一种非常扣人心弦的这种紧张的气氛啊，使得这个 Radharani 和 Krishna 之间的那种互相的那种吸引力更加的强烈啊，更加的欲罢不能那种。
And everyone from the very early days, even when Krishna was, because in the Vedic culture, you get married very young in life. You don't get married when you're 20. You get married when you're 6 or 7 or 8.
就是在这个伟达的这个传统里面，就是他的那个结婚的那个年龄，不是像现代人一样要到20岁。那个时候其实6、7岁、7、8岁那个很小的时候呢，就已经安排了这个婚姻了。
So everybody knows.Radha and Krishna actually are meant for each other.
所以大家呢都其实都是知道的，这个是 Radha 和 Krishna 是天造地设的一对。
But before Krishna appears,
但是呢，在这个Krishna 显现之前
，and right after he is taken to Vrindavan from Mathura.
就是说在他从就是 Mathura 被带到 Vrindavan 之后就在那紧接着在那之后
The great sages, they meet and they say there is absolutely no question for any marriage to take place.
那这些这个那些圣人们他们就聚在一起他们就讨论说了那是绝对不可能有这个婚礼的。
Radha and Krishna are meant for each other. We have to understand this from the beginning.
就是说 Radha 和 Krishna 他们本来就是在一起的。他们就是神圣的伴侣本身就是在一起。所以他们就是说这个 Radharani 是不可能嫁给别人的。
But the marriage, we have to understand marriage in Braj is only a show.
所以说呢就是在Braj 的就是 Vrindavan 的这个他的这个结婚只不过就像是一台戏一样。
It's the same thing with the gopis. They have husbands, but actually they only belong to Krishna.
那就像是那些牧牛姑娘们也是一样的。他们好像看似是都有自己的丈夫嫁给了别人但是实际上他们只属于 Krishna.
So they are very esoteric meanings behind this.
所以呢在这个背后有着非常深奥难懂的深意。
That only with a pure heart can be understood.
那在这个时候呢，这个奥秘只有一颗非常纯粹的心才能够理解。
And we have to understand this is not happening between 20 years old or 30 year old adult. This is happening between children.
然后我们要知道，这里我们所说的这些逍遥时光，都不是说二三十岁的成年人，都是这个孩子们之间的这个交往。
So there's no extramarital affairs.
所以这个谈不上是什么婚外情什么的。
When Krishna performed the Rasa Lila with the gopis, they are not even 10 years old.
就是 Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们。在这个森林里上演Rasa Lila 逍遥时光的时候，他们都还不到十岁呢。
The Goswamis have explained who are these gopis.
那 Goswami 们他们就在解释说，这些 gopi 牧牛姑娘们到底是谁呢
？And who are those husbands?
那些丈夫又都是谁呢
？So they each have a specific role to play.
他们其实每一个人都有一个特别的角色去扮演的。
To increase those feelings of love and feelings of separation.
去加强这个，让他们的这种爱啊。更加的浓厚，然后让他们的这种分离之情更加的炽烈。
Radharani has no other husband but Krishna.
其实 Radharani 并没有任何其他的丈夫，她唯一的丈夫就是 Krishna.
Okay.
Okay, 好。I think that's the end of all the questions.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, any more or we finish here?
Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
You will get more nectar from Ashu and you will get more nectar from Prabhupada Swami tonight.
今天这个晚些时候中午以及晚上的时候你们将会从阿舒和 Prabhupada Maharaj 那里得到更多的甘露。
Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol
Hari Hari Bol Do you want to?
Come on, one more question and we finish.
最后跳出来一个问题，我们再回答一下。Bhakti Lily 说：“顶拜 Guru 和 Mataji， 请问在今天如此吉祥的日子里，在家里我如何正确的向 Radharani 祈祷和做服务，才能取悦他和主呢 ？”Okay, my humble obeisance to Guru and Mataji. Can I ask on this auspicious day like today, what should my right way to pray to Srimati Radharani and do service so that I can please her and the Lord Himself.
The only praying is very attentive, prayerful Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is no other prayer.
就是唯一的这个祈祷，就是你要带着那种祈祷的真诚的心态去念诵你的 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 就是这是一个唯一的祈祷，你不需要有什么额外的。
Our spiritual life begins with the chanting. Our spiritual life is maintained by the chanting. And our spiritual life continues forever with the chanting.
那我们的这种灵性的这个生命是始于我们的 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的唱诵，也是由 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的念诵和唱诵来维系的，而且也将由它伴随着走向永恒。
So our best service to Radharani is attentive chanting.
所以呢，我们对 Radharani 的最好的这个服务就是非常专注的念诵圣名。当然，这里第二个问题 ，Radha 总是帮助奉献者接近 Krishna。当奉献者服务 Krishna 时，他很开心。但是在 Rasa 之舞的时候，当 Krishna 对别的 Gopi 们表示被吸引的时候 ，Radha 心里就有了点妒忌。当 Krishna 把他带走后，他心里想：现在我是 Krishna 最爱的 Gopi 了，这有些矛盾，请您解惑，感恩。Srimati Radharani is always ready to help devotees to approach Krishna when.Devotees can serve Krishna. She is always very happy. However, at the Rasa dance, when Krishna are attracted to other gopis, Radharani develops a little bit envy. And when Krishna takes her away, she thinks in herself, in her heart, that now I am the most favorable gopis to Krishna. It looks like a little bit in conflict. Can you...Clarify
no, there is no conflict at all. And actually, if you look at the description of Krishna meeting with the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan in the Rasa Lila, Radharani actually encourages and pushes the girls forward.
那如果说你去看一下这个 Krishna 就是深夜到了森林里面去和 Gopi 们相会的那一段然后跟他们一起上演 Rasa 之舞的那段逍遥时光的话你会看到 Srimati Radharani 其实是一直把这个 Gopi 们推到 Krishna 的面前鼓励他们去和 Krishna 在一起的
There are other pastimes where Radharani is present when Krishna is dealing with the Gopis.But everything she does, whatever way it is expressed, it's only indirectly, in a hidden way, showing her appreciation and pure love.
就是在其他的一些逍遥时光里，有说到 Krishna 和 Radharani 在一起的时候呢，这个 Srimati Radharani 也在这里。那其实这些逍遥时光就是都是以直接和间接的方式讲到了 Srimati Radharani 呢对这个，就是他的这种非常纯粹的爱 ，her pure love， 就是 Srimati Radharani 的纯粹的爱就体现在这些逍遥时光里面。
We cannot try to understand these things by logic and rational.
我们只是通。过理性还有逻辑是没有办法理解这些逍遥时光的。It's all about increasing.
No, you have no, no. You have to understand this through the acharyas.
就是
how they explain it. But even when they explain it, unless your heart is pure enough, you will not understand.
就是凭我们自己的这颗心的话，我们是没有办法。理解的，而且我们即便是要去理解的话，去了解，也要通过 Acharya 们，透过他们的眼睛去了解这种爱。而且就算是我们就是去读了他们所写的那些文字之后呢，我们也除非是我们的内心非常纯粹，纯粹的一尘不染，否则的话也不可能去理解这其中的这份爱的。
Okay, let's stop here.
Okay. 最后一个来自于 Yamuna Priya Mataji 的这个问题呢，我们就留给阿叔来回答了，好吧 ？Okay. 因为我们的这个时间已经有两个小时了，今天还有很多机会去聆听 Srimati Radharani 的逍遥时光，所以请 Yamuna Priya Mataji 再等一等，把这个问题问给阿叔或者是 Ramapada Maharaj。好，谢谢大家。You want to say something more?
Already said.
Okay, 好吧，那我们今天的这个讲课就到这里啊！祝大家度过一个非常喜悦甜蜜的 Radhastami Hare Krishna。